Back with you on a Monday evening. We take you up until 10 o'clock. We got double help behind the glass this evening. Danny G and also Brittany will guide us all the way up until the end of the show. And we appreciate them as well. As I said before, there's only one undefeated team in Dayton Broward County so far this year. They are the Piper Bengals. They're 7-0. Head coach Quentin Short, who we had on a couple of weeks ago, has put together a really, really good team and somebody who's been at that forefront 4 years on this football team and certainly has become a leader on and off the field is the quarterback, Christian Mata. He's kind enough to join us. Christian, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
It's got to be exciting. I mean, you put a lot of work into this, and for this program to be recognized now statewide, obviously the Bengals are rated. What does it mean to you? Because, like I said, you put 4 years into this program. I mean, before Coach Short got there, and now your last year, his first year, you won the district. This year, you're getting recognition as an undefeated team. What does this mean to you? This has got to be special for you.
Yeah, it's very special. And I see the change that was made with Piper when Coach Short was here. Everyone's into it and everyone's committed and believes everything he says, and we all trust each other now. And I believe we could do anything.
And obviously, you know, I mean, there's seniors on the team that have been through this, you know, last couple years have been through, you know, maybe a losing season and then last year getting, you know, a district title. What do they feel about now? I mean, because you guys are getting a lot more recognition and you aren't the team that people are just passing by. I mean, you got Monarch this week on Thursday and they're looking to knock you off. So there's that added pressure of you guys not just being the dude anymore. You're the hunted. What does that mean for you? Does that make you work harder?
Yeah, it makes us work harder. We just take it 1 week at a time and we just want to know every week. Everybody does their 9% of the field and we'll be good. We don't need superheroes and that's how we go into every game with that mindset.
Yeah, no doubt. Christian Mata joining us, senior quarterback at Piper High School. And not only that, I mean, you guys have made some major strides. I saw you all off season. You went to 7-on-7s. You went to line camps. Had an opportunity to watch you guys. What was that about? Because I always look at this. What happens in July and August usually reflects now. If you put the work in, you know, go, like I said, weight room, you know, just watching film, participating in events. Talk about that because that has to be very important on what's happening now.
Yeah, it is very important. We had everyone there every single day of summer, and everyone never missed the workout, never missed a rep. And even on the field with agilities, we all were there. We all been through it all summer long. And we just been preparing for this season.
Have you seen any change, like, in the student body, the administration? There's more emphasis now, like, hey, we got a game on Friday night, you know, at home. I mean, let's pack the stands. Because I know one of the games Coach Short was telling me that it was packed. And you got a great, you know, great turnout. Talk about that and what it means, you know, to actually be playing in front of a lot of fans who really come out and support you.
Yes, sir. Every game day, there's way more people and everyone's more into it than the last 3 years, really. Everyone likes coming out to watch us and they've really been into every single game.
Yeah, I mean, and that's important. Christian Mata joins us, Piper High School senior, 4 years. Talk about when you first got there. I mean, were there, I mean, obviously as a ninth grader and a 10th grader, I mean, you're learning. And I mean, did you ever think when you first walked on campus that by your senior year, you'd be one of the top teams in South Florida and one of the teams in the state that everybody's looking at?
I always believed in us, but It's really crazy now that we're really doing it. And as a freshman, I was just learning everything and trying to find my way onto the varsity team.
Yeah, I mean, in there, obviously you put in a lot of sweat and a lot of work watching film and getting stronger and learning your craft. Have you always played quarterback? Was there another position that you played?
No, I played running back and slot receiver. I just started playing quarterback as a freshman. I started during my freshman season. I became a quarterback.
Nice. A lot more responsibility, obviously. And your, you know, what you do in the huddle is huge because everyone has to listen to you. Saw you guys in the fall kickoff classic at Cardinal Gibbons, a game that you ended up losing, but you had a chance to put that thing away early. You had a lot of three fumbles going in. Did you look back at that film? And even though you were on the losing side, think, hey, listen, if we don't make mistakes, we're going to be tough to beat. Did you look at that game like that? Because I know that people who didn't see the game, and I happened to have been there and watched you, say, oh, well, it's just, you know, Gibbons was killing them. But they really didn't. In that first half, you guys could have been up at halftime by two or three scores. What did you learn from that game?
We learned that you can't turn the ball over in the red zone, and the turnover battle is really important. Whoever loses a turnover battle really kills their chances to winning most football games. And we knew right. to capitalize to just minimize our mistakes and mental mistakes. And right. we knew it would be good. And that's what we fixed from the day after that to now.
Yeah, and things have worked out. Big game on Thursday, obviously. It's probably just another game, but it's a road game against a Monarch team that has talent, but they've lost the last couple. What does this game mean? I mean, is this another stepping stone? Because after that, you have Fort Lauderdale and South Broward to end the year. So this may be one of the most important games of the season because of the fact that, you know, you have an opportunity to really, really, really turn some heads.
Yeah, it's a really important game for the district championship, but we just got to do what we've been doing all year and just look at it, just another chance to win 1-0 every week. And everyone just has to do their 9%. Our coaches say it every week. You can't be a superhero. You just got to do your part, and it's a team game. If you do your part, everything is going to go well.
No doubt. Before I let you go, let's talk academics. I mean, you're a 3-5 student in the Cambridge program. Obviously, I'm sure your family made sure that it's getting done in the classroom before the athletic field. Talk about that because, you know, we have a lot of young kids listening tonight who want to get to that next level but don't understand how important getting the grades are. Talk about that.
Yeah, ever since I was in middle school and coming into high school, my mom was always on me to always put school first. And she was the one who pushed the Cambridge for me to join the Cambridge program. And yeah. I always just made sure my grades were fine before athletics, and it's always school first.
Yeah. And obviously, I mean, it's all showing. College-wise, have you looked at any school?
UCF. Really, that's my main one.
Yeah, but obviously you're going to have an opportunity to do some special things, especially with academics. And, you know, we come across a lot of young men that, you know, as I said, get it done, excuse me, you know, on the football field, but they don't get it done in the classroom. And so obviously you have. And we appreciate you taking time this evening. We'll see you on Thursday. I got an opportunity. But we will see you on Thursday night, and we appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff. Christian Mata from Piper High School, the quarterback. And we are finding out that our next guest, Ezekiel Marcelin, will not be able to join us this evening. He's at a game. So obviously we will move forward with him, you know, in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, because they're have a opportunity to do some special things as well. You know, with the program, Member Central has an opportunity. They have one game coming up in the playoffs. That's against Northwestern. That would give them an opportunity to go back to state where they missed out last year. So we'll talk a little bit about Ezekiel Marcelin coming up, you know, like I said, in the next couple of weeks. Or you University of Miami fans, this is a young man that has an opportunity to be really special and have an opportunity over the next couple of years. And that's, you know, you look at the recruiting that Miami